Good afternoon. Once again, thank you very much, everybody, for being on this call again. And to those who were able to take a few days off that over the Easter long weekend, I hope you had a healthy and safe holiday. This is a very important week for us from the point of view of the amount of the ramp up of the testing that was just announced yesterday or Sunday. We expect those results to filter through into these reports as we move through the week. With that, I'll hand this over to the Portland Health Unit.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor Perry. So today I just want to give you an update on the current numbers of testing that we have done. To date, we have completed 738 tests. 441 of them are negative and 158 are pending. We now have 21 resolved cases, and we still have the two deaths related to COVID. There haven't been any new positive cases in the PHU area in the last 24 hours. We do keep in mind that the laboratories were working different hours because of Easter weekend. So again, 2 days without a positive test does not mean that we can ease up on our response to COVID. The current number of confirmed cases, positive cases, is now 39. We do know that COVID is circulating in our area, and so again, we need to continue our efforts. We do continue to follow public health guidance to ensure we are responding to COVID-19 effectively. We work with our community partners quite closely, and we ensure that we share the information that is relevant to their work, to their institution. Our community partners are working well to protect the health of their staff, their employees, their residents, and our community. So thank you so much to everyone for that. I know it was a difficult weekend with Easter, and Easter looked different for very many people. But we do need to continue to work together to stop the spread of COVID. So even though Easter is finished, we still need to limit our gatherings to immediate households and to avoid traveling between communities for visiting. Again, only go out if absolutely necessary to pick up groceries, prescriptions, or to go to medical appointments. Our information line is open this week, Monday to Friday, from 8:30 to 7:30. You can either call the Timmins office or the local office in your community. We do have staff on hand to answer questions in all our regions. We do have assessment centers in Kapuskasing, Casing, Timmins, Cochrane, Iroquois Falls, and Horn Payne. We are expecting another one to open up in the region this week, so we will keep you posted with that. Even though we are doing increased testing, you still need an appointment to access the assessment center. So you need to call your health care provider or the Porcupine Health Unit to be able to access the center. You can complete the self-assessment tool online and follow its directions to help decide what your best next steps are. I do want to take this opportunity to thank everyone in the community who are practicing or implementing those preventative measures to stop the spread of COVID. We thank you for staying home if you are not well. We thank you for practicing social distancing or physical distancing. We thank you for limiting your outings to the stores, you know, ensuring that you have a grocery list and you're only going out once a week and only one person per household when possible. And we thank you for being connected with friends and loved ones virtually rather than face-to-face. We do appreciate everything that people are doing to help protect their families and others in our community. The weather is getting better, so if you want to go out for a walk, please do so. But do remember, if you have been diagnosed with COVID-19 or have any symptoms or are not feeling well, please do not go outside for a walk. If you've traveled outside of Canada in the last 14 days, please do not leave your property. Please stay home. And if you are going for a walk, please go with household members and not with neighbors or friends or other family members who do not live in the same home as you. When you are out, please continue to practice physical distancing by keeping 2 meters from everyone. Again, connect connected. So use your telephones or video conferencing to stay connected and to check in with loved ones. Individuals who are 70 and over, please remember to stay home and ask for help to run your errands. Wash your hands often to stop the spread. Stay home, stay well, stay kind. We're all in this together.
Thanks very much. Is there any quote, any questions from the media?
Yeah, it's Bob at Moose FM. Chantal, can you talk a little bit more about the fact that it's been 3 days since a positive test and what that means and how we should be reacting to it, please?
So again, with the Easter hours over the weekend, the lab was working different hours, which may have had an impact on reporting the test results. So 2 days without a positive case does not mean that we are able to change how we behave in our community. We need to continue to practice all those public health measures that we have been recommending over the last few weeks. Please, if you've traveled outside of Canada, you must stay home for 14 days. If you are not feeling well, please stay home. Limit your outings to essential errands only, such as groceries, picking up prescriptions.
Okay, Chantal, pardon me. I'm really after just how people should be approaching this. Is this an indication that we're starting to flatten the curve, or is it just because of a change in testing hours on the weekend?
I'm not sure I can answer your question. I'm not sure if it's flattening the curve. It's 2 days without positive cases. We need to look ahead. I don't think we have a trend right now. We have been seeing a number of cases being reported over the last weeks. So a pause or a break of 2 days is not enough to say we are flattening the curve. We need to continue to monitor positive cases and see where it's at, and hopefully we'll be able to speak to a flattening of the curve in the near future, but right now we're not able to speak to that. We're not able to make that statement that we are flattening the curve.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I don't think
Hi, Lydia, have a question?
Go ahead.
Hi. It's Leah. With the expanded testing over the next couple of weeks, you know, and that you broaden the symptoms that people could possibly be tested for, will, as soon as someone shows up to have an assessment, will they automatically have to self-isolate for 2 weeks? So, you know, if that's the case, would you be afraid that some people may not go if they just have a sniffle to get tested because they might fear they have to isolate for 2 weeks, or what's your response to that?
I think regardless if they go to the assessment center for a test, if they are experiencing symptoms, they should stay home and self-isolate for 14 days until their symptoms have resolved, and it's been, again, 14 days. So regardless if they go to the center or not, that is the recommendation. We are hoping to get a better sense of what the status of COVID is in our area. We are at a different stage in the pandemic. We receive cases later than Southern Ontario, for example. So this additional testing will provide us with a better understanding of where we are at with the pandemic, and inform any future decisions regarding our response to COVID-19. Thank you.
Oui, bonjour, Chantal, c'est Jean-Louis de Radio-Canada. Je voulais juste savoir, vous parlez de plus de tests de dépistage dans les prochains jours. Je voulais savoir, est-ce que vous pouvez me donner un ordre d'idée de combien de tests qu'on parle? Est-ce que c'est dans l'ordre des douzaines ou des centaines de tests de plus? Puis aussi, qu'est-ce que vous pensez que ça va avoir un impact sur le nombre de cas qu'on va entendre? J'imagine que plus de tests veut dire probablement plus de cas qu'on va détecter, mais je veux juste vous en rendre là-dessus.
OK, merci pour ta question. C'est difficile à dire l'impact sur le nombre de tests que nous, on va faire ici dans la région de Porcupine. Le gouvernement de l'Ontario a demandé que par demain, qu'il y ait 8 000 tests de fait dans toute la province, 14 000 par la semaine prochaine et 16 000 la semaine suivante. Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire pour la région de Porcupine? Je ne suis pas certaine, je ne peux pas répondre à votre question. Qu'est-ce qu'on essaie de faire, c'est d'augmenter le testing en général, à ce point-ci, recevoir les appels, faire l'évaluation, puis faire des décisions de tester plus de personnes. Alors, c'est le mieux que je peux faire pour répondre à votre question. Si vous allez par la logique plus de tests qu'on fait, plus de possibilités qu'on ait des cas positifs, on peut s'attendre que le nombre de tests positifs dans notre région augmentera. On verra, par exemple, avec les résultats, en s'avançant dans le testing, dans les prochaines semaines, si c'est vraiment ça qui va arriver. Mais comme vous dites, la logique, c'est que si on teste plus, on va avoir plus de tests positifs.
OK, merci, Mme Riopad. Juste pour être sûr, vous avez mentionné que la province va augmenter le nombre de tests, mais vous êtes juste pas certaine combien qu'ils vont en avoir à Porcupine, c'est ça?
Oui, je sais pas c'est quoi le cible pour Porcupine. Ils nous ont pas donné des cibles, puis nous aussi, on faut travailler avec nos partenaires communautaires, avec les laboratoires. Alors, on n'a pas de cible établie à ce point ici.
OK, merci. OK.
OK, no other questions?
Okay, thank you, Chantal. Next, we'll go to the Timmins and District Hospital.
Good afternoon. It's Keely Russell with the Timmins and District Hospital. So we have no new operational updates, but I just want to take the time very quickly to encourage the Timmins and District Hospital is continuing to respond to inquiries from the community at this time. So if you do have any questions, please contact our general information line at 705-267-2131, or you can also email us at generalinquiries@tadh.com. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Kaylee. Next, we'll go to Brian Marks at the Cochrane DSAT.
Good afternoon. Emergency Medical Services, we had 29 calls with 20 in Timmins. Seven of those calls failed the screening protocol. Paramedics also continue to help with the testing as required at the assessment centers. Food security, we had 120 meals served last night. And the updated food schedule is available on the DSAP website. Homelessness continue to house approximately 60 people at three locations, at the McIntyre, the Northern College, and Living Space. Living Space personnel are on site in all three locations, in addition to security, to ensure that the patrons monitor social distancing protocols. The priority at this time remains the preventing the spread of COVID-19 in this population. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Brian. I'll just ask if there's any questions from the media this morning. All right, hearing none, we'll ask for some closing remarks from Mayor Perry.
As I said at the outset, this is a very important week for us here. The testing has been ramped up, and for all of those that are waiting results of the testing, our thoughts and prayers are with you. They will start to, of course, populate our staff as we move together through this week. We continue to thank all of those that are out there in the front line and the front lines dealing with this. I also want to comment that indeed, and we see evidence of this every single day, a great deal of stress in the community. There's a great deal of stress, of course, in the small business owners who wonder what's next. Will they be able to survive this? You see their basically their life's future, economic future, in doubt. These are very troubling times for all. I want to thank those individuals, of course, that have taken themselves out of the economy and are participating fully in all of that is asked of them. So thank you very much. I also want to point people to the positive that is out there. There's an awful lot of very bright people that are doing great things, and you would have seen just yesterday the announcement that this very portable DNA testing device will be allowed. If you have the time or the ability to think of what the future might look like, think of that. Think that there will be a solution out there for this. Think of the people, the bright people that are working on this. And that's a Canadian invention. Another thing that should make us all very, very happy and proud. There will be a future. We will get through this. Don't lose our civility and work together. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Fury, and thank you to the media for joining us this morning.